Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio Worldwide, with your hosts, Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo.
Louise Blaine, I'm the creative lead at Blumhouse Games.
So I really love the concept of working with a lot of the indies. How that came about, the concept of...
Well,
to do that.
I mean, I think as Jason talked about as part of our announce,
sure,
the origins of Blumhouse as a movie studio came from taking creative risks, working with small teams, small budgets to create exciting things in horror. And I think a lot of horror does very, very well in that it's new ideas, it's fresh ideas, it's people doing interesting things. Mm. And that's fully what we are taking our approach for games. You know, we're looking at interesting ideas. We can take risks. People are doing interesting things creatively. They're really pushing scary storytelling forward. Mm-hmm. And we're just looking for, you know, working with development partners who are just as excited to do that as we are.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, we're continuing the Blumhouse vein into games. And I think you can see from our slate that the sort of diversity of what we've got on offer is really interesting, just like the movies where you'll be like, well, I'm really into, you know, Fear the Spotlight style sort of scares, or I really want something psychological. I want something cozy. You know, mm-hmm. You're looking at Grave Seasons, you've got the coziest but murderer farmer sim. So, mm-hmm. You know, we think we're hitting everything there.
I love that idea because like my wife, she doesn't play horror games at all. But when she saw the trailer, she's like, I can see myself playing that cozy game. You know?
Yeah.
So I think that's gonna help bring a whole new audience to play these type of games, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I've loved horror from when I could pick up a ghost story book or when I could initially watch Scooby-Doo or any of that. And I think horror is so vast. Horror is such a huge genre. They're incredible indie horror games.
Mm-hmm.
But I think some people think that they couldn't do it. You know, they're like, oh, I'm not into that type of game. And it's mm-hmm. like, well, actually, horror is the kind of stuff that creeps up your back, or it's something that makes you think when you go to bed at night and you really don't want to switch out the light. That's what horror is. And I think that's the way that we'll have games that people will expect. You know, I think, you know, something like Crisol is an incredible action shooter, but you use the little twist there is you use mm-hmm. your blood as ammunition. So you constantly sacrifice your life to shoot.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, as you said about your other half, Grave Seasons appeals because you're like, well, it's pixelated gore as well. It's not something that people go, oh, I can't look at that. It's
yeah.
another approach to that. So I think I love the idea of people going, oh, here's an exciting horror game. I didn't think I liked horror games, but here I am playing it and I'm loving it.
Yeah, I also love the presentation during the press conference, all the different types of the games that you have. And is this something that Alaudo's going to come out this year? Is that something planned like every few months? Like, how's that the schedule? Because it's a lot of games.
It's a lot of games. It's yes. a lot of games. That, I mean, you saw our slate. Yeah. The only game that we're focusing on talking about coming out this year is Fear the Spotlight. That's okay. going to be our first release.
Okay.
And from then, we'll talk about each game as it comes out. You know, that's going to be our... We're not talking about those dates just now because... we're just showing off what we've got in store. We're having it as a nice threat, but Fear the Spotlight is our first release.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about Fear the Spotlight. I really enjoy it. I love the 90s VHS graphics, because I love 90s. I still have like VHS and everything, so it reminded me a lot of that. So tell us a little bit about
I think first off what we were talking about with people playing horror games that maybe don't normally. Brian and Krista at Cozy Game Pals, it's a husband and wife team, just made this themselves, very much their baby. And they love horror so much, but they wanted to make a game that was inspired by the things they loved, so the sort of 90s aspect, but also teen horror, also great characters, a really compelling narrative that would bring in everyone to experience that. So I think it hits so many beats for me. I love 90s teen horror. Like, I mean, I literally have a ghost face tattoo. I love Scream, etc. So I think there's a real appeal to that kind of high school setting. Mm-hmm. And then you've got these great characters and you've got understandable places. You know, you're in a school library. You understand a school library and you understand how a school library feels when you're on your own. And it's that kind of, they've really sort of lent into finding properly atmospheric moments of silence and then those intense creepy moments, but constantly pushing you forward with a really compelling narrative, which we're so excited about.
So let's say there's an indie developer, they have an amazing idea that they want to, you know, present it to you and your team. What is it that you guys are looking forward to, like, the most? Is it unique ideas? Is it
I think we're looking for creative approaches to horror, things that people wouldn't have thought of before, things that will appeal to people, things that are mysterious, things that are intriguing, things that are scary. We certainly, I think that in that way, our remit is very vast because, you know, we can talk about slashers and found footage and folk horror and cosmic horror. We can talk about all of these things. So if someone has a good idea, like, we're excited to see their approach to storytelling. So we're really wide there.
Yeah, and how was the reaction from the team seeing finally announcing this and then the crowd? You were on stage, you know, the crowd. Honestly, the crowd were very excited seeing the trailer.
Yeah,
they're very excited to see what you guys have planned more in the future.
It's been so lovely to see the reaction, especially when we had to hold on to it for so long. You know, we've not talked, and I think we have been really, because we're coming from this place of horror passion. Seeing that then reflected in the crowds and then our responses, people have been so excited, and we can't wait to keep making things that make people excited. And I love the emotional response even to Fear the Spotlight. People are so in because, like you, they love the vibe, but also the idea that it's a little different. It's focusing on that storytelling, but at the same time still being scary and creepy. Like, I love seeing everything that I've thought reflected back. It's amazing.
Yeah, one last thing, I do appreciate how you guys are working with a lot of indie developers, because especially now, you know, the past year or so with the layoffs and everything happening in the industry.
Yep.
I think this is like a new way to help people that can still show their talent and show their projects to the world. You know, and I think this is the right step, I think, in my opinion.
I mean, it's a devastating time for the industry, and we're focused on making sure that we're working with indie devs. We're, you know, being the change that we'd like to see. You know, it's a horrible state, you know, at the moment, but that's... are focusing on indies is something that's really, really core to our...
I really appreciate it. I appreciate that.
It's core to our ethos, yeah.
Awesome. Sure. Well, thanks. And for more information about Blumhouse Games, where people could go?
So you can follow us, Blumhouse Games, on all the various social platforms, or you can check blumhouse.com/games. You can see them all. Or you can watch the Summer Games Fest stream to see our full announced slate trailer.
Awesome. Well, congrats.
Thank you
Can't wait for the other projects to come
great
up too.
Great to chat with you.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.